USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. It's a horrible travel day already as airlines have canceled more than 1,200 flights and delayed nearly 1,700. The reason? Ice. Lots and lots of ice.
A lot of cold air across the middle part of the country, and it's setting up for a prolonged ice storm from parts of Texas, northeastward, into Arkansas, Tennessee, and in parts of Kentucky.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orvik says about 50 million people across the USA are under some sort of warning or advisory thanks to ice, snow, and just cold weather. New York Congressman George Santos is reportedly recusing himself from his two committee assignments for the time being, at least until his past and his financial issues are resolved. It's a quick trip to the Big Apple for President Biden.
Today, Biden will be in New York announcing $300 million in federal grant money for the Gateway Rail Tunnel project under the Hudson River, which aims to improve reliability and safety for 200,000 passengers a day aboard Amtrak and New Jersey Transit trains.
Correspondent Jared Rizzi in Washington. The White House has announced the end of the nationwide COVID emergency set for May, but House Republicans want it over much sooner. The House has scheduled votes on bills to end the emergency this week and to end the vaccine mandate for people at healthcare facilities. A better-than-expected number for the growth of the world economy. The International Monetary Fund says the economy will expand by 2.9%, slightly better than the last projection in October. Home prices continue to rise, but the pace is slowing. 7.7% increase in November compared to a year ago. October's year-over-year growth was more than 9%. The prosecutor in Santa Fe, New Mexico, is filing involuntary manslaughter charges today against actor Alec Baldwin and the woman in charge of firearms on the set of the movie Rust over the shooting death of the film's cinematographer last year. This is USA News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The U.S. Surgeon General says 13 years old is too young to be on social media, something experts have said for years.
They don't know how to regulate their emotions and navigate everything that they're navigating online. Of course, they're going to have difficulties.
Texas Tech professor Eric Rasmussen studies the link between social media use and mental well-being, which is a challenge far beyond the teen years.
Social media portrays unrealistic behaviors. I think even us adults respond to that in ways that aren't positive.
Rasmussen says parents need to talk to their kids about what they see on TikTok and Instagram and set clear boundaries. A few weeks ago, we learned that HBO is moving hundreds of episodes off the channel. Now its parent company, Warner Brothers Discovery, is putting most of those shows on new free channels available on Roku. Westworld, Bachelor, Cake Boss, and many other shows are on what's called fast channels. Not because you can watch fast, it stands for free ad-supported television. In other words, you watch a show, and you also watch the commercials. Some might call this a slap in the face when it comes to how low TV can go, but it is happening. It's a new slap fighting league, and it debuts on pay-per-view in March. Already a show on TBS is documenting the new league, and it is doing great ratings. And yes, it's exactly what it sounds like. People competitively slapping each other in the face. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.